We are ranking the top 10 Premier League midfielders of all time, and it's going to be impossible, and it's going to annoy a lot of people.
I got a feeling
Fabregas. What? He literally said these words, and I swear on my life, he said, "Shut up, you. You stopped us from winning the Carling Cup."
He did swear down.
That is definitely one for the promo we put on Instagram.
The reason why this column is so big here is because of Ryan Giggs' achievements.
Yeah, his 12 Premier League titles that are stretched out all across it.
Yeah. If you were holding the mic, you could drop it now. Please. Sax is like a mega star. Transcends football.
This is outrageous.
Don't forget how good this guy was.
They're all bloody brilliant.
It just got real.
Is that the police coming to get me?
Mr. Foster.
Get him out of cuffs. For crimes against top 10 lists in the Premier League history.
You've done me with Zola, and now you're doing this with Frank Lampard. Never get me back here ever again to these shitty top 10.
Are we still playing golf later?
No, we're not. You pick the top three, I don't give a shit no more.
I need to apologise for everybody listening to this podcast, because it is another one of them podcasts that is going to be outrageously divisive. We are ranking the top 10 Premier League midfielders of all time, and it's going to be impossible, and it's going to annoy a lot of people, not least Tubesy Boy, who's next to me. Tomasi is also here. Welcome to the Fozcast, everybody.
I'm
boys,
scared.
Boys. This is outrageous. This is really hard.
Peter.
Before we get into this.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say.
I'd just like to thank everyone on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, general public in the street for backing me up with Gianfranco Zola. Last time we did this, the top 10 strikers, I wanted Zola in there. Ben and Tom wouldn't let me have it. I feel a bit emotional speaking about it now, but he should have been in there.
You know what?
So
a lot of people backed you up, you know.
I know a lot of people
An
did.
An awful lot of people backed you up.
Every time a clip goes on Zola in Twitter, they're like that. See? So, yes.
Not either Bergkamp.
No.
Well, we're not going to go into it.
Can I go back and change my mind? No, we're not. We're not. Right,
here we go.
We are talking midfielders today, okay? And we've got the long list in front of us, all right?
So we've got a long list. Shall I put down the ground rules?
Yeah, put down the ground rules.
Right, so we're going to have an honourable mention, little chat, but move on.
Yeah.
A maybe.
Yeah.
And a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, we're going to go based on Premier League.
Yeah, just Premier League for what they did for the best league in the world.
We will discuss the fact that they've maybe won multiple FA Cups or they played in the league for a very, very long time, but that isn't the barometer here. It isn't he played in the league for 15 years. That doesn't mean that they get qualified for the list more than someone for three.
Yeah, cool.
So, in no particular order.
And then, can I just be clear here? We are going to rate these at the end.
Yeah, we're going to rank them.
At the end.
We're going to rank them.
See, this is the bit.
We're ranking them 10 to first.
Oh,
all right?
God.
And so we have to pick the 10th best and then explain our reasons why, and then explain why 9th is just above them.
God.
And so on and so forth.
So the maybe list is going to be quite long because it's like a process of elimination.
Yes.
First one.
Come on.
Yaya Toure.
Mate. That guy.
100% maybe.
He's 100% maybe, yeah? So I'm going to put a maybe list here, yeah? And Yaya should be in it for me, to be perfectly honest with you. But we have to put Yaya in there because Yaya is the man. He's as simple as that, yeah?
230 appearances, 62 goals, 32 assists.
Is a maybe.
He's strong maybe.
Let's see where we go from here.
Strong maybe.
Let's see
maybe.
Where we go from here
strong
because
maybe.
There's guaranteed yeses.
Because he's unbelievable.
There's guaranteed yeses. And let's get the yeses out of the way then, yeah?
Okay.
Let's get a few yeses out of the way at least then, so then we know where we are and there's a barometer of where we are, okay? So
are you writing these?
Yeah,
are you...
I'm writing them down. So let's say Roy Keane.
Yes.
Yes?
What, definitely?
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
That sounded like net.
No, yeah. I mean, I'd, yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
He's a yes. He's in the yes pile.
Yeah.
Roy Keane sort of like is in the yes, okay? I think that's a guaranteed yes, okay? So let's go then. This is tough. Ryan Giggs.
Well, yeah, but is he midfielder?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a left winger. He was before the
days. In that middle line.
He was just trying to help us by just getting a few people out by default.
I like
that. He's definitely a midfielder. He was a left winger.
Well, yes then. Yes.
Wait there a second though, because he's like the most decorated Premier League player, is he?
Have a little listen.
But that doesn't mean that in terms of being the best. Is he top 10 best?
Yes.
Have a listen, right? He's won 12 Premier League titles, right? 93, 94, 96, 97, 99, 2000, 2001, 2003, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2011, 2013, right?
Wow.
But is he... is he definitely yes?
Yes.
Most assists in Premier League history. I would put him on the maybe list because I know what's to come.
Most assists in Premier League history, and we're basing this on Premier League.
Yeah, but that's because he played for the
longest. I'm putting him in the maybe list. It's 2v1.
It's not. But what I'm saying is there's some other players.
Just for now, all right? Just for now. Just for now.
All right, so why is Roy Keane gone straight? Why were you so assertive at the yes with Roy Keane?
Because do you know what Roy Keane was? He was an actual midfielder. He was like...
Giggs, he was a left winger.
Yeah, I know, but like midfielder.
Yeah.
He was a dog. He was a dirty midfielder. And I think Roy Keane would, even today, start for most Premier League teams in midfield.
We're talking about influence on their teams as well. Like
I said Ryan Giggs got the most assists in Premier League history.
Yeah, but that's because he played for 40 years.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Keane was, like, dominated and grabbed his team.
You weren't even sure about Keane.
I know, but now I am.
I was.
No, you were.
Yeah, he was a mess. Right, Giggs, he's going in the maybe list, lads, all right? I'm going to throw one out there now that I think should be a yes. It's Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Without doubt, KD Bizzle. K to the D, B to the blah, 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 blah. Kevin De Bruyne is a yes of one of the top 10 all-time midfielders, yeah?
Yes.
All right, love that.
Yes.
Massive fan. What about, Michael Ballack?
No.
Love that. Totally agree.
And
Tom?
Honourable mention.
Honourable mention.
Chelsea fan, as people are probably well aware, but... there's no names on here, Chelsea players that he's not getting in front of.
Exactly.
Was Michael Ballack kind of just past his best at Chelsea?
No, he was decent. He was coming to the end of his prime. If it's based on Premier League, he gets nowhere. I mean, he's lucky to be on this list, I think.
So he went to Chelsea in 2006.
Yeah, he was decent.
So he was 30 when he joined Chelsea. Yeah, he was
105 appearances.
He had a good innings. He was good at Chelsea.
It's an honourable mention.
He's a little bit like Jude Bellingham-y type.
Michael Ballack.
Technical, big, strong.
Yeah, a bit stronger, a bit more physical. A bit more of a Declan Ricey kind of.
Yeah.
A bit more of a Declan Ricey, I'd say.
Do you know what? A bit more of a Rodri.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's exactly what he was.
He was some player, man.
Yeah, he was.
Fantastic.
He could absolutely munter ball.
At least we've got one no, though.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a Fernandinho in there.
No.
It's a no, isn't it? It's a no.
Do you know what? Do you know what problem we're going to come up against here? He wasn't sexy enough.
And there is 9 or 10 players ahead of him that are better midfielders.
I mean, we're lucky that, you know, the viewers at home or the people listening can't see who we have in front of our face.
It's going to be a scary ranking
system. 5 Premier League titles.
Yeah, so compared to the other players on this list, he's not getting in the top
264 appearances, 20 goals, 19 assists.
No.
And 5 Premier League winners' medals. So Fernandinho's goes on to the no. I'm going to give you one that's it's 100% yes. So let's do, all right, I'm going to give you 3 that are guaranteed yeses, yeah?
Go on then.
Scholesi, Gerrard, Lampard. 3 yeses.
In.
Let's get them in there. So then we've got 5 yeses as it stands, all right? Scholesi, Gerrard, and Lamps. Simple as that, right?
Yeah.
So that's 5 yeses we've got. That narrows it down a little bit, all right?
I'm going to give you another yes.
Come on.
I'm going to give you another yes. David Silva.
David Silva, for me, is a yes.
Yes.
Tom?
There's other players in the list, right? There's other players in the list where I think we're going to go, like, top 10, and there's going to be 7 or 8 that are ahead of David Silva. And there's going to be a two or three that I think we're going to be on a very, very equal level.
Well, I think we have to put them in the yes pile. And if we end up with 12 yeses, we're going to have to cull two brutally.
I'm happy with that. I like this.
And that's David Silva.
Yeah.
Talk to me about why you loved David Silva.
Never gave the ball away.
Yes.
It literally all came through him. He was at the start of that City domination when they started building. He went all the way through. You speak to any player about David Silva, they go, he is an absolute genius.
It's true.
His nickname was The Magician.
Yeah, The Magician.
That says it all.
That's exactly what it was. Joe Hart, we did the podcast with Joe Hart, and he said, we were talking about the best City players he's played with, and he was naming lows, but he was like, and then he went, oh my God, David Silva. Like, he's not strong, he's not tall, he's not quick, fast. he's not this, but he's the best player in the world. And I went, I'll have you.
But
these are
the players, right? So when we had, I don't know if you saw it, but we had Oracle on, you know, like the stats company that provide insights. And kind of, I think part of what we spoke about was that there's data and insights in football and it's fantastic. But there are players.
Yeah.
Like David Silva, that kind of defy that. And he didn't give the ball away, so his pass completion rate was really, really high. But there's things they do that can't really be quantified, and that's body shape. Like, look at someone like Busquets, the way they turn. And that's not a stat.
Mm-mm. It's uncalculable,
uncalculable.
You can't calculate it.
Yeah.
You can't.
Because David Silva's that guy.
You can't put it down as what it is, but it's genius is what it is.
Yeah.
It's magical. It's magician.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why he's called the magician.
Okay, can I throw one in there that I think is an honourable mention?
Yep.
Xabi Alonso.
Definitely an honourable mention. He's a no. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
You don't even get into the maybe list, but he's a no. But he was a phenomenal player.
Lovely head of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool as you like.
And him and Stevie G, is that like the match made in heaven?
Oh my gosh, yeah. In nowadays football, right? Them two, if they're your midfield two, right?
Oh, you are laughing.
Oh, you are laughing.
They're timeless as well.
Oh, yeah. They are timeless. Just two elegant, classy. Just proper.
What a footballer. What a footballer.
He will go on the
honourable mentions.
I will go on the no list.
David Beckham.
We have to put some consideration to this, lads, because if you look at his stats and what he's done, it's absolutely ridiculous. 265 games, 62 goals, 80 assists, 6 Premier Leagues, yeah? You have to consider this guy.
100% have to consider him, but if we're putting Giggs in the maybe.
Becks in the maybe?
Becks has got to go.
Becks
in
the maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Becks is like a mega star, transcends football. And I actually think he doesn't quite get the level of respect that he deserves as a footballer.
As a footballer.
Pure, take away everything else, as a footballer, he was a joke.
Yeah.
Deliveries, like...
An absolute nightmare, goalie's nightmare. He really was, like, balls into the box, whether he's shooting from that free kick or he's whipping it across face of goal.
You were at England with him. He was your captain at England, wasn't he?
Yes.
So, training sessions, would he be one of the standout players?
No, not necessarily, no. But that weren't his game. His game was getting the ball out to him, maybe beat a man, whip it in. But he would be the master of putting that ball in that corridor of uncertainty, yeah?
Really?
That 6-10 yard out area.
The goalie,
the goalie's going, and I'm going, oh no, maybe. Too late, you're buggered. Too late, somebody's already got on the end of it,
key.
It's a goal. But then he would do that from corners, it would be ridiculous. Free kicks, whether he was shooting or whether he was putting the ball into the box, they're the bits as a goalie, because you have to take a different starting position, because you don't know if he's going to shoot it or if he's going to whip it and put it for somebody else to head into. So you have to kind of try and guard against both a little bit, which then opened you up to being scored past directly. So he was an absolute nightmare to play against. But in terms of actual footballing ability, there were better players there.
So when you're in England camp, were you ever in goal when he was practicing his free kicks?
Yeah, for sure. I was like the little Joey. I was like the young goalie at the time.
So how good was he?
Yeah, next level.
Like, out of 10, what's he hitting?
Oh, he's hitting the target virtually every time, and high up as well, yeah.
How many are going in?
Yeah, quite a few, mate. Really? Yeah. I was a young goalie at this time, wet behind the
ears. Best free kick taker you've ever seen?
Him and James Ward-Prowse. James Ward-Prowse scored about 4 goals past me, so I'd say James Ward-Prowse, because he's probably more accurate. He is guaranteed to hit the target. If you give him 5, he is hitting the target 4 times. He is outrageous. His consistency level is phenomenal.
Where do you think he'll end up, James Ward-Prowse?
I don't don't know if he's going to get a move. I don't know if he's going to get a move, mate. I really don't.
He has to get a move.
No, I don't know if he will. Why? Because apparently he is not that kind of guy. He is settled down in the South Coast. He's got his family down there. He has a nice time. That's the only bit for me. I think for
James
him to move...
James Ward-Prowse cannot play in the Championship.
No, he can't. I totally agree, mate. I'm with you. I totally agree. But we'll come back to this because we'll see in a few months' time when the transfer window closes. But I'm going to hedge my bets on saying I don't think he goes anywhere.
That's a massive
shout. I don't think he goes anywhere.
And just quickly before we move on from Bex.
So Bex has got to go in the maybes, yeah?
Bex in the maybes. Okay, cool. Ben, what kind of a captain was he?
He was quite quiet, actually. He was a quiet guy. I really liked him. He was really nice, really personable, friendly. He was just a really good bloke. He was Bex. So Bex, he had this aura about him anyway, and everybody just loved him, respected him, whatever. He was very quiet. So like at dinner time, it was when Capello was manager. Capello used to have this thing where when you finish dinner, you had to wait for everybody to finish dinner. And once everybody had finished dinner, then everybody could go. So if you got in late for dinner or something, or you were like talking to somebody or something and then sat down with your dinner, most people are halfway through their dinner already. So you're like, and as a young kid, I was like, oh my God, I just got to nail this food quickly. Yeah, I'm not, because I just don't want everybody to be waiting for me. But one day in particular, I was talking to the manager for ages, like, and I came and sat down and virtually everybody had finished, right? So I've sat down and everybody is looking at me as if to say, hurry up, would you, you dickhead, right? And I remember sitting there eating, going, and I'm sweating. I can know the lads are looking at me. I remember Rooney was there, like opposite me, and he was like, Fossey, shall I read the fuck up, would you? And I was like, mate, I've just sat down, all right? I'm panicking anyway, just leave me alone, all right? And Bex was sat opposite me, right? And he didn't say a word, but he was just eating his food nice and slowly, right? And he looked up at me, sort of smirked, yeah? And everybody's just looking at me, wouldn't say a word to David Beckham, right? And they just go, Fossey, you twat, hurry up. And he just looked up at me, smirked at me, and then just carried on eating his dinner all slowly. And I'm like this sweaty mess.
Oh, he's so cool.
Bright red I was absolutely bright red. But he used to bring Lego sets to England and stuff. So he would go into his room and he would just do Lego all night, like chill. It would proper chill him out. So he would just sit there, do his Lego set, have a nice time.
Mate, that's
lovely.
So different.
Robert Pires. Robert Pires.
No, let's not be like...
I'm being brutal. We have to be brutal.
Let's not be biased.
We have to be brutal.
Don't forget how good this guy was.
They're all bloody brilliant.
Do you know how many goals and assists Robert Pires had, by the way?
Lots.
198 games, 62 goals, 41 assists and 2 Premier Leagues he won.
So that's almost 1 in 3.
That's really good, isn't
and
it?
And you remember your point earlier on. Yes, it's really good. But this was a time where they weren't like the front three, like now, where there's a third striker, isn't it? They're inverted wingers almost. This was a day where it was 4-4-2. Wasn't it? Yeah. And they used to play left wing.
Left wing or right wing. And you stayed out on the wing and that was it. You don't come inside. You stay out there, whip balls in the box.
Yeah. Well, if we're putting Robert Pires, I don't know. We've got to talk about Freddie Ljungberg.
He's a no. Robert Pires is a no, yeah? I like Robert Pires as well.
I think there's 10 better.
Freddie Ljungberg, come on. Listen, we ain't going to beat around the bush here. Freddie Ljungberg, great guy. Love him to bits. Lovely footballer. Handsome as you like. He's a no. 241 games. 48 goals, you know. 29. He's a no, though,
Pires
isn't he?
Is a better player.
Yeah.
You did totally some TV with him recently. Is he still as handsome as ever?
Double handsome. Lovely bloke as well. Honestly, really nice guy. Softly spoken. Nice and calm. Nice and chill. I really liked him, to be fair. Really, really liked him. I'm going to give you a yes right now. Patrick Vieira.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
Are we unanimous?
100%. Yep. Machine.
Love that.
Absolute machine.
I've got one for you.
And could play. What a player.
I've got one for you.
Come on in.
Don't remember his bad times.
Yeah.
Remember his greatest times. Because this is what this is about, yeah?
Yeah.
Mesut Ozil.
Fantastic footballer.
What a footballer.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I don't think there's many in the world that have had a touch like him.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't have him in my top 10, though.
I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't. Do you know why? Because to get in my top 10, you have to be a bit more of an all-round package.
Yeah.
And Mesut Ozil could go missing. He ain't trying a leg on a Tuesday night, a cold Tuesday night. Yeah. He ain't doing it, mate. Yeah, he's not doing it, mate. Yeah, he's not.
And I think he dampened his reputation
Damaged. Yeah, I totally agree, mate.
Phenomenal player.
Yeah,
fantastic. Like I said, they're all unbelievable players. You'd have any of these players in your team right now.
Give me a Michael Essien.
I mean, I love him.
He's right up there.
He's right up there, but How many have we got in the yes already?
We have got Roy Keane, Kevin De Bruyne, Scholesy, Gerrard, Lampard, six. David Silva and Vieira. So that is seven as it stands. We've got three more to go. Michael Essien, should we put him? Can we put Michael Essien in a no pile, please, lads?
No, come on.
Maybe?
I'm going to go maybe. Maybe. He was
I love Michael
Essien. Once they're no, Ben.
But I'm also looking here, and there's Kante and Makélélé, who for me are both better.
Really? Oh,
well, he's no them.
Well, he's no then.
Well, okay. That's fine then. He's in a no. I just want to quickly mention that goal he scored against Arsenal with the outside of his foot. Oh, ran onto it.
I was sat right behind it.
Oh, were you?
I was sat right behind it.
From about 40 yards outside of his foot. Peter Cech in goal. Peter Cech in goal in his pomp. Nowhere near it. It was that good of a strike, mate. Wasn't it? It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Was Petr Cech in goal?
No, he was in goal for Chelsea.
He was in goal for Chelsea.
Yeah. Yes, he
would have been Jens Lehmann.
Jens Lehmann, sorry. It was Jens Lehmann. It was definitely Jens Lehmann. And Jens Lehmann's a big old tank.
Good goal.
Goal that was.
I've got a yes for you, lads. I've got another yes to take it to eight.
I've got
Cesc
a feeling
Fabregas.
This...
What?
He's a maybe.
Honestly?
He can't go straight in like that, Ben.
350 appearances, 50 goals, 111 assists. And it's a maybe.
Well, it was a yes a minute ago.
I'm saying it's voting power. You've got to go and vote in power.
I'm putting him in as a maybe. Well, look, talk to us about what kind of a player was he for you, Tubes?
I love him. I love Cesc Fabregas. Calm. He's a bit like David Silva for me. Just
yeah.
But that season we won the league when we won it away at I can't remember what season we won it away at West Brom.
Yeah,
he was just him and Diego Costa and Hazard just playing a little one touch, two touch.
Who scores that winning goal in that game?
Batshuayi.
Yes.
Well done.
He shanked it under me as well, little weasel.
Fabregas.
He was a bit more all action than like a. He was a bit more energy than like a David Silva.
Do you know what? Dirty sod.
Yeah, he's a dirty. I was about to dirty say he had a dirty little side to him, you know. Yeah.
I've not seen the whole podcast. Did Jack say it on here?
No,
I don't know if he said much
Jack
about
Jack Wilshere. He said he was a horrible, horrible bastard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he was, mate. He was a little rat. He was
like, literally talking.
All of the best ones were, weren't they?
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
He said he was like everyone thought he was just a nice little Cesc. He used to stamp on people. Like,
do you know what he said to me once? So he was captain when. Sorry, he wasn't. He was the captain of Arsenal at the time, but he didn't play the game because he was injured when we beat him in the Carling Cup final in 2011. And a few years later, it was that Chelsea game, actually, I think it was, at West Brom. And I've come over and he's having like the we're moaning at the referee, he's moaning at the referee. I've come over and I've said like, mate, just chill, like relax yourself. And he literally said these words, and I swear on my life, he said, shut up, you stopped us from winning the Carling Cup.
I swear down,
he said, shut up, you stopped us from winning the Carling Cup. And I thought, wow.
That is
he
cold.
Kind of said it with a smile on his face, but still, like, as in, yeah, but seriously, though, shut up, like, and I was thinking,
that is gold.
That's just winner mentality.
That is gold.
Shut up, you.
Yeah. You stopped us from the Carling Cup.
It was good. That's he was, awesome. Though, he was mouthy as you like. Oh, he was, mate. Proper mouthy.
Do you know where I think he, again, a little bit like we were talking about Bex, like being maybe not, I think Fabregas falls foul because he was the same generation as Xavi and Iniesta.
Yeah.
So from like a Spanish point of view and stuff, it was like, and Busquets.
And Busquets.
Yeah. And he was like the fourth? Would he be fourth on that list?
Probably.
Yeah,
it's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's brutal. You're talking about some of the best midfielders in the world. Yeah, mate, ever. In the history of ever.
Well, the thing that I will never forget, when we went to Italy, Spain, Euro finals, semi-finals, and Busquets played in that midfield game.
Doddle.
And I just watched him and I was like,
and it was a doddle.
He was so easy for him.
Yeah, it was just whatever. Are we going to put Fabregas in the maybe then, yeah?
Maybe.
Wow.
Okay, I've got one for you, which I'm not sure. Fozzy, I reckon you're putting Fabregas ahead of him.
Go on.
But I'm putting Modric ahead of Fabregas.
Not for Premier League.
No chance.
Nah.
Modric only played 127 games.
That's not the point.
13 goals, and 15 assists. His stats are actually not fantastic, Luka Modric.
Not just the stats game.
I think he made his name more when he went to Real Madrid.
100%.
And then he won the World Cup. Well, he didn't win the World Cup, did he? He got to the final of the World Cup with Croatia. Yeah, I think he's made his name off of that and then Real Madrid. so much more than what he did in the Premier League era. Mate, but I'm with you because he's a fantastic player.
I just think he didn't get the recognition because he was at Tottenham.
Yeah, for sure. Totally agree with that. But and if he was a big boy, he probably would have stayed a bit longer. He would have won stuff. He would have got a lot more goals, a lot more assists.
Do you know how long he's been in Madrid?
8 years.
11 years.
Wow.
He left Spurs in 2012 when he was 20. Yeah, you're probably 25. Right, to be fair. I stand corrected. So my perception was that he left when he was about 30 and he didn't get the recognition. So actually, he was coming into his prime, probably.
What, when did he leave? 25, 26?
So he left in 2012 and he'd have been 26. Yeah. So yeah.
There you go.
Like a player like him as well. Yeah. So he's not one of those always going to be remembered for being physical and box to box. So those kind of players do possibly come into their prime of touch later because it's about their smarts, right?
It is, yeah, they don't need to get about the pitch so much. It's about that head on a swivel, knowing what's around them, picking out play, keeping it moving, moving the ball forward.
Honourable mention then.
Honourable mention. It's a no for me. I can't help you with that one.
I've got one. Okay. On. Now, this was the debating point when I was talking about it with the lads in the office. Gareth Bale. Is he... Didn't we, when we did the strikers, didn't we say he was a midfielder?
Yes, he was a midfielder originally. Well, he's a left-back originally.
We're going to have to put... Is he...
Yeah, but I'm with Ben on... He made his name in Madrid.
More.
Yeah,
come on.
The Premier League.
I would say he had 2 years in the Premier League.
But those 2 years...
Phenomenal.
Were kind of like nothing we've seen.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those 2 years, like if you, the way I view it in my head is I go, look at Giggsy, right? And go, Giggsy, similar-ish type position, Giggsy and Bale, right? Prime, who are you picking in your team?
Bale.
So are we penalising him because he didn't do it for 20 years?
Yeah, but we're basing it on his time in the Premier League, right?
No, not their time in the Premier League, but them being...
Playing in the Premier League.
166 games, 53 goals,
see how you can't have
22
Giggs,
appearances.
Giggs in the, yes.
There's no way in this universe that Gareth Bale doesn't make this list. Sorry. I'll die on my sword.
Let's put Bale in the maybe. I won't lie. I think Gareth Bale should go in the yes list. I won't lie.
Well, then
I think
two. There you go. Done. It's in.
Ahead of Ryan Giggs.
I
agree. I think we're going to have to put Gareth Bale
in. And if he ain't high up on that list.
Look at what...
Gareth Bale, I wouldn't say he's high up on that list.
Did you not remember those 2 years at
Yes,
Spurs?
I do. He was phenomenal. Luke. Do you remember the goal away at West Ham? Luke, yeah, Tottenham fan. Yeah, away at West Ham, right? It's on the telly, the one he just dicked in the corner. Jussi Jaskalainen in goal, right? He dicked it in that top corner from nowhere. A nothing game, yeah? And he just plundered it.
Luke, how good was he?
And he did that about 5 or 6 times.
Yes, he did.
How good
yes,
was he?
Yes, he did. Nowhere. He scored one past me for West Brom. He scored one past me, right? And I had to dive... That. I knew it was a goal, but I had to dive just so I didn't look a dickhead on Match of the Day. I promise you. I knew it was a goal. He hit it so hard.
Easily. Yeah.
Can I just point something out, though? The reason why this column is so big here is because of Ryan Giggs' achievements.
Yeah, his 12 Premier League titles that are stretched out all across it.
Yeah. If you were holding the mic, you could drop it now. Please don't.
Right, we've got Gareth Bale's in, lads. We've got eight yeses, yeah? We have got
He's in.
Yeses. We have got eight yeses. Wow.
And Giggs is not going in there.
So the yes list so far, Patrick Vieira, David Silva, Frank Lampard, Gareth Bale, Stephen Gerrard, Paul Scholes, Kevin De Bruyne and Roy Keane.
That's a good list.
That's a double solid list, right?
Sorry, Giggs has got to go in there, boys.
Giggsy can make it in there. Before you don't know this, yeah? All I'm saying is he's in the maybe list. In the maybe list, we've got Cesc Fabregas, Yaya Toure, Ryan Giggs and David Beckham. Couple more notable mentions. Let's give a Claude Makélélé some love.
Oh, he's that good. He's got a position named after him, the Makélélé role.
Yeah, the OG.
The
disruptor.
Yeah, been the number four.
You're absolutely right. They call it the Claude Makélélé role, don't they?
Yeah, it is.
He was the first really to do that of that level and be recognised for it, wasn't he?
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I remember when he scored, I think it was at Charlton at home, everyone was buzzing because he never scored. And the fans were on the pitch and everyone was around him. I love the guy. I love the guy. But
top 10?
Of all time? Premier League?
I'm going to have to go Kante over Makélélé. This is one thing
Kante's ahead of Makélélé as well, then? I like this.
Why?
He's a Chelsea fan, you know. He gets to see this. I know, up close and personal.
That's why we take his judgment
I like this
it.
A lot.
I always have this debate, and I just think Kante offered more.
Yeah.
Goals, like Kante single-handedly would win a football match.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he'd just be everywhere.
He was. He was everywhere. A brash, wasn't he?
Relentless.
Loads of people saying that we thought there was two of him. Like, but I love him so much. Like, I think Claude Makélélé was. I mean, he's world class, but he would just get it, knock it,
yeah,
get it,
simple.
Knock it, get it, knock it. Kante can do that, but also more.
Run with it. He'll tackle. He will.
Kante can go break through the middle, score
work
a goal.
Like an absolute. No one's ever seen so anybody work before.
Kante basically won Leicester of the league.
So Kante,
but, amongst others.
Listen to this. This is heavy, by the way. Kante, 311 appearances, 12 goals, 17 assists, two Premier League titles, one with Leicester, one with Chelsea. I don't think either of them can make the list. I don't think either of them will make the top 10 list, but I am with you. I think they would be in the top 15, both of them.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah?
Easy.
Are we happy with that?
I am. But I think they are being persecuted. What's the word? Yeah. They are being
punished.
Punished because they're
holding midfielders. Yeah, I totally agree. But you look at the maybe list, you've got Yaya Toure, Ryan Giggs, David Beckham, and Cesc Fabregas, and they're not getting in ahead of them.
Okay.
Agreed. Yeah? Agreed. So agreed. There's only two places available in the yes list, and them four, out of them four, I think, are the ones that are going to fill it.
Okay.
A couple quickly before we move on then, because we're going to have to narrow this right down. A couple notable mentions. We've got Emmanuel Petit. He's got to be up there for consideration. Fantastic player.
Box-to-box midfielder again.
Yeah. Sonny for Spurs. I know he's kind of very current, but still 268 appearances, 103 goals, 52 assists, which is outrageous, stats-wise.
Yeah, it's incredible. And Son, again, he's a little bit like Bale, where he goes, is he a striker? Is he not? Is he a Salah type thing, but he's a bit too hot and cold for me.
Yeah, I totally like agree. Last season was the one that did it for people a bit, weren't it?
That goal, like on his day,
the Burnley guy.
On his day, he is electrifying.
Electric, what a player,
isn't he?
What a player. And then a couple more before we move on that are going to be no's, but still honourable mentions because they're absolute players. Michael Carrick and Ilkay Gundogan. I'm going to chuck him in there. I do. I think Ilkay Gundogan. The last year and a half, especially, he'll be missed massively.
I can't believe they've let him go. Barcelona.
Barcelona be buzzing with that purchase.
But it's a revolving door, isn't it? And any team will miss him.
Maybe.
But if he left any other team in the league, you'd go, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
With Man City,
they can replace it. They can replace it.
He is
so right. So we've got eight in the yes list as it stands. We need to put two more in there, and the remaining four players we've got that could possibly fill that list is Yaya Toure, Cesc Fabregas, Ryan Giggs, and David Beckham. I'm going to put it out there and say that Yaya Toure needs to be in this yes list.
So who's on the current yes list, Ben?
Patrick Vieira, Roy Keane, David Silva, Frank Lampard, Gareth Bale, Paul Scholes, Steve Gerrard, Kevin De Bruyne. Did I say Roy Keane? That's eight, basically. We've got eight in there. Yaya Toure needs to be in this yes list, lads. Yaya Toure, 230 appearances, 62 goals, 32 assists.
I'm with you.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's majority rules. Majority rules. Yaya has to go in there.
So we've got one more.
Oh, we've got one more.
And who we got left?
Fabregas, Giggsy, and Becks.
Ryan Giggs, all day long. He's won.
I think you might be right. 412. I think you might
he's
be right.
He's won 412.
Do you know what?
Titles.
Seeing him down on paper in front of me, it has to be Ryan Giggs.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I mean, look at 93, 94, 96,
yeah,
97,
ridiculous.
99, 2000, 2001.
Yeah, 2001, I get that.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what I loved about him as well is how he evolved during his career. So towards the end, he would kind of sit in the midfield, wouldn't he? And actually, I think, who was it that we had on? Mick Clegg, the former strength and conditioning coach at United. And he was saying how he used to work on, like, even like later in his career, he used to work on the crossing element, and it was his right foot. And it was like getting his right foot going. And he used to train with, was it a beach ball or a medicine ball?
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd throw it up in the air because he'd have to hit it. And he said he was just hours and hours.
That 2013 season, because I think he won Sports Personality of the Year
as well.
I think he got PFA Player of the Year 2013 when United won the league. And I think he won Sports Personality of the Year as well.
Yeah.
So I think we've got to put him in there, lads. I do. I think we've got to put him in there.
I once did a yoga shoot with Ryan.
Yeah, he used to do a lot of yoga. Yeah, he put his longevity down to that, you know? Yeah. He did. Yeah. He was doing that when I was there. He was one of the first ones doing it as well, you know?
It was so surreal. Yeah. I've turned up and I've been like pricking around. So I wore an all pink leotard.
Lycra.
Like that. And I was like, the fucking long old hair, like bloated cheeks because I was boozing every day. Like that. And I was just sat next to Ryan, giving this flab hanging out. And and he was like taking it proper serious. And I was like, oh, maybe this is not the time and the place. Now you do the downward dog.
It's hard work as well. It's a sweat fest, isn't it?
He was the first for, do you know what, the first time I ever heard of hot yoga, Bikram yoga. Was Ryan Giggs talking about it.
Yeah. It's good. We used to do that,
Sports Personality of the Year, Ben. Yeah. 2009. 2009. Wow. And then, Jesus Christ, when you just start, like, here, I'm just looking on Wikipedia in the honours, and it's like a gazillion. I mean, even FA Cups, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
is it?
Two Champions Leagues, yeah, Cup, Club World Cup.
Do you two feel a little bit bad that he didn't go straight into the yes? That's all I'm asking.
No, maybe. I think. But you know what? What we did was we said his name early doors, so
yeah,
it was difficult. So that's maybe what it was. Right, lads, here comes the toughest part of all of it now.
This is the toughest part of all of it. So give us our top ten, Ben.
So the top ten, in no particular order, which we are about to put in a particular order, is Yaya Toure, Patrick Vieira, David Silva, Frank Lampard, Ryan Giggs, Gareth Bale, Steven Gerrard, Paul Scholes, Kevin De Bruyne and Roy Keane.
Okay.
We now need to pick number 10 of all-time Premier League midfielders. Lads.
David Silva. 10.
I hate this bit, boys.
David Silva. 10. I'm going to say David Silva's 10, Giggsy's 9.
I agree. Do you know what? I agree with you.
There you go. You've decided.
I agree. I was just literally about to say, I think, all right, if he's going to be that, then Giggsy's going to have to be number 9. I agree with you.
Wow. Okay.
Well done.
That's strange coming out of your mouth.
David Silva. David Silva is number 10th. Is 10th.
Peter, have we got any major objections here? Or
no.
Are you happy to go with that?
Yeah, I'm happy to go with it.
I don't go with the flow, Peter.
I always, if I don't agree with you, Ben, if I don't agree with you, Tom, I will tell you, like I have done on numerous occasions, but I think you've not nailed that.
Do you know who goes with the flow? Dead fish. Dead fish go with the flow, all right? And you are not a dead fish, Peter.
That is definitely one for the promo we put on Instagram.
You're right.
I was like, yeah.
Someone said it to me once and it always stuck. I like it. It's nice, isn't it?
I thought it was some kind of Ryan Reynolds. Like,
gosh. Right, so we've got that. And then, do you know who I'm going to recommend for...
Eight.
For number eight?
Don't even dare say Gareth Bale.
Nope.
Go on.
I was going to say Yaya Toure.
Yeah, I was going to say Yaya Toure because Vieira is better than Yaya Toure.
Yeah, and Roy Keane is better than Yaya Toure.
Are they better than him?
Yaya Toure is number 8.
Prime Yaya or Prime Vieira?
I'm Witcher.
Prime Vieira,
probably.
I'm Prime Yaya.
Are
you?
It's close.
Nah. 2-1.
Yeah. Let's go Yaya, number 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yaya Toure, congratulations, mate. You've made it into our top 10 Premier League midfielder of all time at number 8. Let's scrub him off the list.
I'm dreading getting to top 3. I'm literally dreading.
Yeah, me too.
I don't feel very well.
I'm having Vieira at 7.
Okay, if you're having Vieira at 7, then Gareth Bale has to go in at number 6.
I'm down with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking at KDB, Scholes, Gerrard.
Yeah. Okay. So Patrick Vieira.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
Yeah.
And then number 6.
Oh, no. Can we not? Actually, sorry. You can't put Bale above Vieira.
You think Vieira? I think it should be Bale, Vieira.
You've got a switch.
I'm not having it, but Fozzy?
I'm not having it.
Okay, well, there you go then.
So what I'm doing is, Jude, I'm going to put Patrick Vieira at 7 and Bale at 6. Yeah? You think it should be Bale at 6, at 7, around. Sorry.
Yeah.
And Vieira at 6.
Not over the overall quality of his career, because Bale has had a better career than Patrick Vieira, but in time in the Premier League, Vieira has been better than Bale, in my opinion.
Longevity, sure.
In the Premier League.
But we're talking about the best players.
Yeah.
Which there's lots of factors.
Yeah.
So, are you with me, Ben?
I'm not sure now.
Stop trying to persuade him.
I I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go with Tubes. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm going to put Vieira at number six, and I'm going to put Gareth Bale at number seven. Okay. All right?
I can live with that.
I'm with you, Tubes. I totally agree. I just think Patrick Vieira is part of the very fabric of the Premier League, exactly, isn't he? Yeah. He's one of the OGs. He was one of the originals with Roy Keane, who would just be the leader of that team, of the best team.
Yeah. And if you walk down the street, if you walk down Leamington Spa now, you've got a group of football fans and said, name some Premier League greats.
Yeah.
Patrick Vieira rolls off, doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting into the top five now, right? The top 10 so far, David Silva at 10. Giggsy at 9, Yaya Toure at 8, Gareth Bale at 7, and then Patrick Vieira at 6. Oh, top 5 is about to get saucy. It's about to get naughty. And what we've got left is Roy Keane, Kevin De Bruyne, Paul Scholes, Steven Gerrard, and Frank Lampard. I'm going to put it in
KDB's
there.
KDB's 5.
I'm going to put it in there. It should be Roy Keane at 5.
I'll argue, Gannett.
Wow.
I think the other four are better. I think the other four are better than Roy Keane.
I'd put Lamps in at 5. No, I can't.
Steady on, Cowboy.
No, I can't. I can't put Lamps in at 5.
Christ. Oh.
Do you know what? I know that my top two or three will be completely different to your top two or three. I know they will.
So 5. What are you saying, Tubes? 5.
I'm going number 5 is either Roy Keane or KDB.
I can live with that.
Roy Keane.
I can live with that.
Roy Keane at number 5?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
This is going to be horrible, right? Because
it's horrible.
Because I know now, my top four, I know it. My top four is completely, maybe, I'm not sure, completely different to yours. I know it is.
Can we just talk about Keane?
Yes.
Like, in his earlier days, Forest, then when he went to United,
yeah,
he was a box-to-box midfielder.
Dog.
That... underappreciated in terms of finishing, passing ability.
Yeah.
Everyone just goes leader, tackler.
No, he was wicked at football. He was an unbelievable footballer.
Do you know what he was?
So good.
He was the first name on the team sheet.
Yeah.
He was the first name on the best team in the world
engine,
team sheet.
Engine. Up,
that's
down,
what he was
up, down,
for,
up, down.
For 10 years.
Never pulled out a tackle.
And he managed the team for Sir Alex Ferguson at
times. Managed it.
He was the first. Ben, is that fair? Was he there when you were there?
Yes.
Did he police the squad? What was he like around the corner? What was he like around the training?
No, I was there with him for literally weeks. He was coming to the end of his career at Man United. He had a bit of a fallout with Carlos Queiroz. He had a bit of a fallout with Alex Ferguson. And he knew he was leaving. The club knew he was leaving. They just needed to work it. And that's when he went to Celtic. So he was probably, I didn't probably get to see the best of Roy Keane of his entire Manchester United career because he knew what was happening. So I played one reserve team game with him and he scared the life out of me. He was a grumpy man and he didn't want to be there. And I completely understand that as well. Yeah.
But like you speak to any of the Man United team, they were like in training, you'd literally look up. If you weren't playing well, you'd just be staring.
It'd be on you.
Staring.
Yeah. So he drove it for, like you say, best part of 10 years. He was that guy. So that's Roy Keane. And he's fifth. He is fifth. And I think he's solid fifth as well. He could be higher. I don't think he could be any lower. He's fifth. So we go into the top four now. We've got Kevin De Bruyne, Paul Scholes, Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard. Somebody give me a fourth. Give me the fourth.
I'll give you two. It's out of Scholesy or KDB.
No!
No?
Right, we are going to have a fallout over this. Luke, please pop your head round and give me a disapproving look of what Tom just said. Thank you so much.
I don't know, Tom. I don't know.
You honestly think Scholesy and KDB should be fourth and third?
Well, look who's ahead in my eye. You've got Gerrard and Lampard, for God's sake.
Wow.
I don't know. I seriously don't like this.
Do you know what I'm going to... Do you know what? Who I'm going to say
think,
for football?
I think you're going to say KDB number
I think
one.
You're going to say Scholes fourth.
I'm going to say...
Scholes...
Frank Lampard for fourth.
Oh no, but Scholes...
Shit just got real.
Is that the police coming to get me?
Mr. Foster.
Get him out in cuffs. For crimes against top 10 lists in the Premier League history.
young Jamie's called the Popo.
Right, why do you say that? Because you've played against all these players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So quite literally what, that. I've played with Frank Lampard, yeah. I've played with Paul Scholes, I've played with Steven Gerrard, and I got to see them up close and personal of what they can do and their abilities and what used to scare me as a goalkeeper. And Frank, even though he was one of the best midfielders in Premier League history.
Top four, evidently.
He didn't scare me as much as what Steven Gerrard and Paul Scholes did.
Why not?
Because he wasn't the same sort of a footballer. Gerrard was a horrible winner and he could score from anywhere because he could absolutely munt it. Frank Lampard could as well, let's be honest.
Frank Lampard scored more goals than both of them.
He did, yeah. He would score his goals with the inside of his foot from 12 yards. Gerrard would
and
score.
And from 30 yards.
To be fair, Gerrard would score from 40 yards, half volley, striking, inside of the foot, anything. He would score.
Then run back 80 yards, last ditch, Paul tackle. Scholes, punch someone in the tackle.
Paul Scholes was a genius, mate.
Yes, I'll get up with the Scholes as a genius, but does it matter how they go in?
No.
And
true, but I can just say for somebody who would scare me, that's why they would scare me though.
Right, okay.
Well, that's my reasoning at least.
Frank Lampard's Chelsea's highest ever goal scorer.
Yes, he is.
He's a midfielder.
What's he scored like
234, I think.
He scored 609 Premier League appearances, Frank Lampard. 177 goals, 102 assists.
Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, he's not fourth,
mental.
Is he?
That's mental.
He's not fourth.
He is one of only two players that has got over in the hundreds for goals and assists. One of only two players.
So
Ryan Giggs.
Are you putting KDB above Frank Lampard?
Yes.
Mate, come on.
In terms of footballer, we're talking about not careers, goals over 20 years. We're talking about a footballer.
And I'm looking at goals. 177 in the Premier League. He's the football club's highest ever goal scorer.
So who are you
from midfield?
Who are you putting
from midfield? Tom.
Who would you say fourth?
KDB.
Ben, who are you saying for?
Lampard.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably all just apart on this. I mean, I could live with Lamps, Scholesy, or KDB at four. I'm just kind of throwing that out there that concessions are being made here. So any one of them three
this is
could
the most
be
serious
four.
We've ever been.
Any
I
one
like
of them
it.
Three could be four for me on my list. So what about you? So
well, it's not,
put a
I'm
number
not,
of
I'm,
players that
I'm
could
not,
be four.
I'm not having Lamps fourth.
So who would you, who out of that list could you potentially put? What number of players would you put four? Would you settle for being fourth?
KDB.
And who else? Or is that it?
That's it.
So I'm willing here and you're giving me nothing. You're giving me nothing, Tubes. Ben?
I would be willing to put Frank Lampard at fourth. Frank Lampard only.
Okay, so it's down to you two then.
No, it's not.
No,
because
you've got the final vote. You have
okay.
to pick one.
It's down to you, big
so
boy.
Is it who?
I want KDB fourth. He wants Frank fourth. The choice is yours, big boy.
I just look at KDB as a footballer and I feel like there's a little bit more as
you
a player.
You make me sick, Tom. You make me
mate, I just...
Sick. You've done me with Zola and now you're doing this with Frank Lampard. Never get me back here ever again to these shitty top 10.
Are we still playing golf later?
No, we're not. You absolutely...
He went to scrunch his paper up then. He did,
I just look at KDB and think...
I reckon you two sit together with all the team here and go, oh, let's Zola him off today.
Let's Zola him off.
Lampard on top three.
I just look at KDB and I think...
You pick the top three, I don't give a shit no more.
But interestingly, looking at stats...
Hold on. Am I putting Frank Lampard at number four, Tom?
Well, he's just said.
He's just said.
He did just say, didn't he? So don't backtrack now, baby. You got to say it.
I'm having Frank at four.
Oh, Lampard.
Sorry, I just...
Frankie, you are fourth. We are not bad-mouthing these players here, by the way.
Oh,
we are not
Frank
saying they're bad players,
class.
Yeah? We are talking about the top 10 in the history of Premier League midfielders, all right? Frank Lampard being fourth is absolutely no disgrace because the top 10 is a joke. Lampard is number four. So at this point on, right, we all need to move on. Yeah, we all need to move on to our Top sorry, three is Peter. What we need to do. And I'm sorry, Peter, as well, because I didn't feel comfortable about any of that, okay? But it wasn't me who made the final decision. It was Tom, so blame Tom.
Right, top three. We've got KDB, Scholesy and Gerrard. Well, should Scholesy be there?
Ben's face.
Should Scholesy be in the top three?
Scholesy and Lamsby.
He's nearly popped out of his face. Scholesy's number one.
Should Scholesy and Lamsby?
No.
Scholesy ain't number one.
What?
Scholesy ain't number one.
Well, it's not number one we're doing. We're doing number three.
Yeah. Scholesy ain't number one, Chiefs.
We're doing number three.
Okay.
Kevin De Bruyne, Paul Scholes, and Steven Gerrard. This is going to get horrible. This is going to get horrible.
It is minging.
Because, do you know what? I know it's a democracy, right? But do you know whose name's on the podcast?
The Tubes cast, isn't it? Or the Och cast? Should we start our own podcast? We can bin him off.
Oh God! Number three, lads. I'm gonna throw my third out. I'll give you my third favorite.
KDB.
Don't third favorite. Third.
Even
it's Steven Gerrard.
Don't even fucking dare.
I'm gonna give you my third favorite out of these is Steven Gerrard.
No, it's not about favorite.
Best. Third
nah,
best.
Come on, Ben.
I think Kevin De Bruyne and Paul Scholes.
You played the game.
I think Paul Scholes and Kevin De Bruyne are better than Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard's the most complete midfielder we've ever seen.
No, Luke's not even
agreeing with the boss.
Seba's giving me a nod.
He was too young. Luke, what are we saying?
Thank you, boys. Yes.
So that stands to reason, then.
Can you say that on the mic?
So that stands to reason. We have to put Gerrard in three.
All the boys.
Doesn't stretch that far.
All the boys said.
Come on in, Luke.
Thanks for being top three. Luke. Get in, please get in, because this is bollocks.
I've got Gerrard at fourth.
And where's Frank?
Who's your one then?
Where's
who's
Frank?
Your one?
Where's
no,
Frank?
No, no, no. Who's
where's
three?
Frank? Where's
who's
Frank?
Three?
Maybe KDB.
And then where's Frank?
Might be number one.
Oh, get in there! Wait!
Jamie?
I'm going to go Gerrard. Number four.
Yeah.
KDB three.
Yeah.
Scholesy two. Lampard one.
Whoa! Now Seb? We're talking.
Seb?
Lampard four.
Oh, Seb says.
Out.
Gerrard third.
Wrong.
KDB second. Yeah.
I love you. I love that boy right there. Do you know what this shows you? I think it shows that everyone's got an opinion when it comes to football. You know?
Can I say one thing as well? Do you know what else it shows you? That Frank Lampard not being in the top three is an absolute disgrace. Seriously, boys, can we not? You have got time to change this.
Hi there. So who have we got in it?
No, it's indelible. It's already done. I've written it down.
I would swap KDB or Scholes now for Lamps in the top three.
No, disagree. Completely.
And I'll tell you something now. I thought this was going to be really, really easy. And we go, Stevie J, obviously number one.
I think we've all got differing opinions on this.
Can I just... Stevie G was dominant, right?
Yes.
Dominant. He was box to box. He used to run like a racehorse.
For sure.
He had a sledgehammer of a shot. He was nasty. He could tackle. And he was clutch.
He came up clutch. He did come up clutch.
Right?
Okay. Can I just point another thing out? Gerrard scored 120 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mate Frank, all the boys think should be number one, not let alone in the top
games.
Three. Huh?
105 less games.
He scored 177.
Yeah, but what did Stevie G do defensively?
He plundered goals. Frank Lampard, there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it.
So let's have a look. Shall we, here?
Are we keeping Frank Lampard at number four here, by the way? Are we keeping Frank Lampard at
assists,
number four?
Assists, Frank 102. Steven Gerrard, 92.
Percentages of goals scored in...
Yeah, but Frank Lampard was paying for a Chelsea team who were dominant.
I'm not asking you to put Frank Lampard at number one. I'm really not. I'm just saying, see the ways of your errors. Error of your ways, sorry. I'm just getting a little bit flustered
I'll
here.
I'll concede.
Frank Lampard goes four, Lamps goes three.
No chance. Kevin De Bruyne cannot go as number four. I will swap Lampard for Gerrard. I will put Gerrard at number four and Lampard at three if you want.
Everyone's what you can't see here is everyone's faces around. Everyone's like, all the boys behind the cameras. It is sensational.
Do what you want.
I love this.
Do what you want. It's your podcast. Right, don't value me.
All I'm
host,
asking
anyway.
You to do, it is your podcast, but all I'm asking you to do is see sense and put Frank Lampard at least in the top three.
You all right, do I'll do whatever it. You Give do. Me the pen. Give me the pen. Give me the pen. Come on. Give me the pen. Right. Get off the pen. Oh, right. Frank Lampard is getting bumped up to number three.
You can shut up as well. Which I'm going to beat you at golf this afternoon.
Which means we have to put Steven Gerrard as number four then, okay? I disagree with this, by the way. I disagree with this.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
No, no, no.
I'm playing.
I've got majority rules and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, but it's not the majority rules. If you both don't think it, you can't put it in.
No, for me, them two are close. For me, there's a clear winner out of the big three midfielders, Scholesy, Gerrard and Lampard. There's a clear winner for me, all right?
You're going to say Scholes.
Steven Gerrard.
You're going to say Scholes, yeah?
So, look, we've got to the top two, you lot, and we've got Kevin De Bruyne and we've got Paul Scholes.
So who's number three then, Frank?
Frank Lampard is number three.
Well, I think Frank's number two, personally. Well, I think he's number one, but I get where you're going.
Do you understand?
Paul Scholes, yeah.
Number two?
Paul Scholes number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
KDB number two?
No, Frank KDB. Lampard number two, man. It's got to go. It's got to go. Seriously, Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, KDB.
You're talking, right, about Kevin De Bruyne, yeah? I know, like, look at stats, what you want here, there and now, the goals and appearances and all this and assists and stuff like that, yeah? But Kevin De Bruyne, right, is probably the best midfielder...
Technician?
...in the world right now. Honestly, he is. He is. You ask anybody that played against him, played with him... He is, honestly...
He's pulling the pro card.
No, honestly, he is...
If we did this again in 3 years' time, then maybe...
There's a difference, I promise you. He is a different... Yeah. He's on a different level.
Yeah, I agree
And I think even if you got Scholesy, Gerrard and Lampard all in their pomp, yeah, like the best they've ever played, yeah, and you put them against Kevin De Bruyne, I think Kevin De Bruyne still comes out ahead of him.
No, Steven Gerrard comes out on top.
I still think he does.
He's too dominant.
Kevin De Bruyne is just different gravy, different level. Just different level.
So what are you proposing, Ben?
I'm proposing KDB number two and Scholesy number one. Scholesy is my... this is me personally. I think Scholesy is the best midfielder this country has ever produced.
Better than Paul Gascoigne?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Ben. I think he's the best midfielder this country has ever produced. Not for England, but in the Premier League. That's what it's about.
It is your final say because it is your podcast.
But I don't want to be that guy.
But you've also seen these players up close. So you have more of an insight into this.
But I don't want to be that guy.
If I see someone who is the club's top goal scorer, who I've watched week in, week out, you know, luckily you've put him in the top three now, that, you know, I'm a bit Chelsea blinded by it. But like... You've seen Gerrard, you've seen Lampard, you've seen Scholes. I think if we're doing this now, it's those, they're the top three. And KDB, if he did it in 3 years' time...
Could be in that
top three. That's my opinion on the matter. But Frank's in top three, so I'm happy. I'd have him at two.
It's gotten all tense. I'm sweating my ass. I'm sweating so hard.
My head hurts.
Honestly, they are. They're sweating so hard.
I tapped out when you moved Stevie G out of the top three. Do what you want.
This is the closest I've ever been going back to drinking.
Go on then, Fozzy. Wrap it up. Come on. Listen, I know we're pissing around and stuff, but it's the margins is just nothing.
Percentages.
They're just
tiny percentages.
They are all... This like top five. Well, all of them were world class, but... You could put anything in this top five and every viewer's got a different opinion. Everyone's going to have a different order.
So am I putting KDB number two?
No.
And I'm putting Scholesy number one.
Gerrard's where?
Fourth.
I think that's we got our top ten, haven't we?
Right then, everybody.
Here it is on screen.
Here it is on screen if you're watching, and if you're not and you're just listening, we have just completed our top 10. It might not be to everybody's agreement, most certainly in the studio right now. Tubes disagrees with me. Tom disagrees with me. I think Seba probably disagrees with me. Luke, for sure. Jamie, without doubt.
Jamie disagreed with you.
Probably every single one of Frank you listening at home one. Right now. Disagrees, but this is the beauty of football, all right? Everybody's allowed an opinion on it. And do you know what, for some of these we actually came together and we agreed on them.
I think so, this is a lot easier than the striker one, apart from the top three.
Do you want to see? I don't think so. I didn't enjoy that.
I hated it.
I felt a bit upset.
Do you know what it is? I think the top 10 strikers, there were more options from 5 to 15.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas this, I think the top 10 almost took care of itself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The top three.
But five.
Right, I'll do a run through for you then. So top 10 Premier League midfielders, 10th, David Silva.
Player.
9th, Ryan Giggs. 8th, Yaya Toure. 7th, Gareth Bale. 6th, Patrick Vieira. 5th, Roy Keane. 4th, where it gets spicy, Steven Gerrard. 4th, Steven Gerrard. 3rd, in the top three now, Frank Lampard. A lot of this was massive, massive umming and ahhing, by the way. Number 2, Kevin De Bruyne. None of these agree with me. And it's fine. I love that. And then number 1, the best Premier League midfielder in history, Paul Scholes. I don't think we're a million miles off of that.
No, we're not a million miles off. Some of the order is wrong, but we're not a million miles off.
Yeah, I don't think we're a million miles off. I think the top 10...
I'm happy with that.
Possibly should be the top 10.
Happy with that. That was a good one, boys.
That was brilliant.
Defenders next.
We are three broken men.
Oh,
defenders.
Mate, I'm sweating, honestly. My hands, look. And then, they're genuinely sweating.
And then GK's, Ben might as well just do it on his own.
I'll do that by myself, yeah.
Get Watto in for anyway, so that one.
Petr Cech will be number one.
Okay, done.
Yeah, don't even bother. Don't even bother.
Enjoyed that.
Lads, that was world class. Honestly, cheers, boy. We absolutely love you, mate. You're the boy. Tomasi, well done. we'll see you all soon, everybody. Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the
chuffing Fozcast.
That was so hard.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.